Okay, welcome back to the Deep Dive. You've shared some source material with us, and you want us to unpack what's really key inside it.
And that's exactly what we do here. So today we're looking at something called IT Tools.
Right, and our source for this is its GitHub repository, basically, you know, where the project lives online.
Yeah, the home base. And for this particular deep dive, our mission really is accessibility. We want to make this understandable, easy to get into.
Especially if you're maybe newer to this sort of tech stuff, right?
Exactly. Whether you're deep in IT or just, you know, curious.
Perfect. And before we really jump in, we absolutely have to thank our sponsor.
Oh, definitely.
This deep dive is possible thanks to SafeServer. They're all about hosting and supporting your digital transformation. Think infrastructure experts.
Mm-hmm. Wizards behind the curtain, kind of.
You can find out more about them at www.safeserver.de.
And they really get the nuts and bolts of running things online, which actually ties in quite nicely with what we found in the source material about these tools.
It really does, yeah. Okay, so let's open up this GitHub page metaphorically and see what we can find about it. Tools.
Okay, so right off the bat, the source gives a pretty clear description. It calls it a collection of handy online tools for developers.
Okay, handy tools.
With great UX. That's user experience.
Right. And the source also points out pretty quickly, it's not just for like hardcore developers.
No, exactly. It specifically mentions it's also useful for people working in IT.
So a bit broader than maybe the name implies initially.
Yeah, definitely casts a wider net. The main idea, you know, reading between the lines a bit in the source, is to give you one reliable, well-designed place for all those little online utilities.
The ones you're always Googling for.
Precisely. Instead of bouncing between like 10 different random sites, it aims to be the spot.
Makes sense. And they give the website address right there too.
Yep, it's in the source, it-tools.tech. Nice and simple.
Easy enough to check out. Okay, so that's what it is. But this being GitHub, the source tells us more, right, about like how popular it is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The repository itself gives us clues. The source highlights 30.3K stars and 3.6K forks.
Okay, let's break that down a bit for folks who maybe aren't living on GitHub. Stars, what that signify?
Think of stars as like a public thumbs up or a bookmark. Someone sees the project, they like it, they want to follow it, they star it.
So over 30,000. That's a lot of thumbs up.
It's huge. Yeah, it shows massive interest. A really popular project.
Okay. And forks. 3,600 of those. What does that number tell us?
So a fork is when someone basically copies the entire project's code into their own GitHub account.
Why would they do that?
Well, lots of reasons. Maybe they want to suggest changes back to the original. Based on it.
Oh, okay.
So 3,600 forks suggests a really engaged community. People aren't just using it. They're looking inside, tinkering, maybe contributing.
That leads kind of naturally to the license, doesn't it? The source mentions GPL 3.0. Why is that little detail important, especially for beginners?
It's super important. GPL 3.0, that tells you it's open source.
Which
means the actual code, the instructions that make the tools work, is publicly available. Anyone can look at it, learn from it, even modify it or share it under the rules of that license.
So it's not a black box.
Not at all. It's transparent. And it really allows for that community involvement we were just talking about. People can help build it together.
Right. Okay. So it's open source. It's popular. There's a community. How do people actually use these tools then? Mm-hmm. Beyond just going to website, it-tools.tech, what did the source say?
This is where it gets quite practical, especially for that IT crowd. The source talks a lot about self-hosting.
Self-hosting, meaning running it yourself.
Exactly. You can actually download and run this whole collection of tools on your own server or even just your own computer, maybe.
Okay. That sounds potentially a bit technical, though. Does the source give specifics on how?
It does list a few ways. It mentions using Docker, which is a really common tool for packaging applications.
Right. I've heard of Docker.
So you can pull the IT Tools image from places called Docker Hub or GitHub packages. There are specific commands listed, but the point is Docker is a well-known option.
Okay, so Docker is one way. Any others mentioned?
Yep. The source also lists a few platforms specifically designed to make self-hosting easier. Names like Cloudrin, Tippy, and Unraid.
Okay.
And it even uses the term home lab.
Yeah, people running their own server racks at home, that kind of thing.
Pretty much. So mentioning home lab suggests they know some of their audience are tinkerers, people running their own gear.
So the message seems to be, use our website, it's easy.
Huh.
Or, if you're into it, Here are several ways to run it yourself. That's quite flexible.
I'm pretty flexible. It caters to different needs and skill levels, you know.
And just quickly, what about the tech behind it? Did the source mention what it's built with?
It did, yeah. Just briefly. It lists the main technologies as Vue, TypeScript, and JavaScript.
Okay. Again, don't need a deep dive into web development right now, but those sound like fairly standard modern web technologies.
They are. Very common. Which probably makes it easier for people to understand the code, contribute, and maybe even self-host it, like we were saying.
It all connects. Yeah. Which brings us back to the community. Since it is open source, how did someone actually chip in? Can you suggest things?
Totally. The source makes it pretty clear they welcome that. It says you can submit a feature request.
So if you have an idea for a cool new tool they should add.
Yep, you can suggest it. And it's not just talk either.
How so?
The source explicitly mentions a contributor section, and it gives big thanks to all the people who have already contributed.
Ah, nice. Acknowledging the help.
Exactly. It also credits the creator. Corentin Thomasit says it was coded with Ur and mentions it's deployed using Vercel. So you get a picture of a real active project.
Okay, so let's step back a bit. We've got the what, the how, the who. What's the bigger picture here? Why should you, listening now, especially if you're newer to IT, care about this IT tools thing?
Well, I think there are a couple of layers. On the surface, just having one place for lots of common IT and developer tools is obviously handy.
Saves time, right?
Definitely.
Less hunting around.
Well, remember that phrase from the description? Rate UX, user experience.
Right. Easy to use, looks nice.
Easily. And I think that's quite significant. Here you have an open source project, likely started by one person, built with community help, and it's explicitly prioritizing making it pleasant and intuitive to use.
Yeah.
That wasn't always the focus in older open source stuff. You know, sometimes it was just about function.
Good point. Function over form sometimes.
Yeah. So this shows a maturity, I think. Open source competing on usability, on design, not just features. It wants to be genuinely helpful and nice to use.
And what about the self-hosting angle? What does that tell us?
I think that signals who they value as users too.
Yeah.
By highlighting Docker, Unraid, HomeLab, they're clearly appealing to people who like control, who maybe run their own infrastructure.
People who value tinkering and owning your tools, perhaps? Precisely. It's not just for the casual click and use person, although it serves them well on the website. It also embraces the IT pro, the enthusiast who wants flexibility and ownership.
So for a beginner, it's kind of the best of both worlds. Easy access online.
Yep, it-tools.tech.
But also a path to explore deeper concepts like self-hosting or even looking at the code if they get curious.
Exactly. It provides that on-ramp. Low barrier to entry, but with depth available if you want it.
Fascinating. Okay, let's try and boil this down. Quick recap of the essentials we pulled from the source.
Okay. So IT Tools. It's a popular open source set of online tools.
Aimed at developers and IT folks. Key feature, designed for great UX, so it's easy and pleasant to use.
You can use it right away at the website, it-tools.tech.
Or, if you're inclined, you can run it yourself. Self-host it using things like Docker or platforms like CloudRun, Tippy, Unraid.
Under the hood, it's built with modern web tech like Vue and TypeScript. And it's kept alive and growing by an active community alongside the creator.
And the kind of deeper insight here is how it blends that user-friendliness, that good design, with the flexibility and community spirit often found in open source, especially appealing to IT pros.
Yeah, it's a great example of how much you can learn just by looking closely at a project's, you know, main page, like its GitHub repository.
You really can get the purpose, the tech, the community vibe, how to use it, all from that one source.
Which leaves us with a thought for you to take away.
If you can discover something this useful and understand it this well, just from exploring its online home, what other amazing tools or projects might be out there waiting for you to find them with your own little deep dive?
Worth thinking about. And of course, our exploration today, this deep dive, was made possible with support from SafeServer.
That's right. They help with digital transformation needs, including the kind of hosting stuff we touched upon today. You can learn more at www.safeserver.de.
Indeed. Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Yeah, thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.